clap of hand, everybody. Keep your seat for me. I will be to the Lord, strong and strong. I'll exchange it someday for a cross. Very, very deep atmosphere. The atmosphere of encounters and the atmosphere of divine visitation is a climate of revival. You will never return the same. Very, very quickly, before we pray and go. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Speaking on the subject, dominating by the blessing. Dominating by the blessing. Our objective this morning is to, first of all, understand the dominion power of the blessing. Second will be defining the blessing. Understanding the dominion power of the blessing. And then defining the blessing. We'll look at more things as we go. The blessing of God is a principal tool for dominion in life. To be blessed is to be ushered into the realm of dominion. The dominion of a man's life is directly proportional to the blessing at work in his life. The dominion of a person's life is directly proportional to the blessing that is at the back of his life. Our first example of dominion by the blessing is Adam and Eve at creation. We just read it in Genesis 1 verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion. To begin with the blessing is to end with dominion. And God blessed them. To begin with the blessing is to end in dominion. The seed of the blessing will produce the harvest of dominion. If you don't lack the blessing, you are not permitted to lack dominion. The seed of the blessing will produce the harvest of dominion. If you don't lack the blessing, you cannot lack dominion. Second example is Noah at creation again, after the flood. In Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. The earth was empty and bare. Then God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. That blessing, see what it produced in verse 2, dominion. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the earth, and upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered by this blessing. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given unto you. Beloved, everyone giving you the blessing is causing you to take charge. Every time you access the blessing, you have accessed authority. There are many things in the scripture we do not understand. There are people fasting for donkey years without any blessing at their back. You are a chronic faster, but no release blessing that can be traceably functional at your life. You will just be doing a lot of hunger strikes. Anyone you see in true dominion is a carrier of heavy blessing. So when I say you are blessed, I am not just wishing you well. I am causing you to take charge under God. And if you understand that revelation, I decree you are blessed. That amen can be better. That amen can be better. You are blessed. Number 3, Abraham. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2 and in verse 3. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great as dominion. And thou shalt be a blessing. Dominion. I will bless them that bless you. You are in charge. And I will curse him that curse thee. You are in charge. In thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Don't struggle to be in charge. Just struggle to be blessed. When you become blessed, you will be effortlessly in charge. Don't struggle for position. Struggle for the blessing. The blessing will position you in position. Don't lobby for position. Struggle for the blessing. Example number 4, Isaac. Isaac in Genesis chapter 25 and in verse 5 and in verse 6. Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. If Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac, what was left for him to give the children of the concubines? Landed properties and so on. Where did he know? All that Abraham had was beyond money. The making of Abraham was the blessing. So Isaac, take the blessing. Other children, take land. He gave all that he had unto Isaac. What was the outcome of all that he had that he gave unto Isaac? Genesis chapter 26, verse 16. It was a confession of the Philistines. And Abimelech said unto Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Isaac, there is something that has made you a person to become bigger than us, a nation. We don't understand the power of the blessing. That is why many of us toy with what it means to be blessed. If after today you understand fully the power of the blessing, you will do everything that needs to be done positively to remain in the blessing. Yes. Take your seat. Look at Jacob's example number 5 or so. Genesis 27 verse 27. When Isaac was blessing Jacob, he said, and he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment. and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. And from this blessing you now step into dominion. That is where we are reading verse 29 now. Let people serve you, be in charge, and nations shall bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, that is Esau, and let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. That is becoming the portion of somebody here today. If you are that person, say louder, amen. I see the smell, the fragrance of somebody is changing in this convention. If you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. You cannot lack dominion if you don't lack the blessing. If that is the only thing you went out of here with this morning, then you got too much. You can't lack dominion. You don't struggle to take charge if you are not lacking in the blessing. You can't die under if you are not lacking in the blessing. Joseph is our last example, number 6. In the book of Genesis 37 and in verse 3, his father gave him the coat of many colors. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and so on and so forth. That blessing that he imparted on him by the garment ushered him into the realm of seeing his dominion. In verse 5, he dreamed dreams. And he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. And he said unto them, I pray you this dream which I have dreamed. And for behold, we were binding sheaves in the field. And lo, my sheaf arose and also stood upright. And behold, your sheaves stood round about and made obeisance. You bowed for me. He dreamt another dream again. 11 stars, sun and moon, bowing for his star. God, his father gave him the blessing and impartation. And the next thing he saw was his generation bowing for him. Today, I speak to someone here. Your generation will bow for you shortly. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout a believer's amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest believer's amen. What is the blessing? What is the blessing? Number one, it is empowerment unto productivity. The blessing is an empowerment unto productivity. When the blessing is upon you, your life is productive, is fruitful, is resourceful. You are not dry, you are not barren, you are not empty-handed. Empowerment unto productivity. Number two, it is empowerment unto increase. Not only are you productive, but your life is increasing. Be fruitful, multiply. Empowerment unto productivity. Empowerment unto increase. Number three, it is empowerment unto progress and success. The blessing makes a man to progress. The blessing makes a woman to be successful. We saw in Genesis 26, where Isaac, the Lord blessed Isaac in verse 12 and 13, and he went forward and grew. Empowerment unto progress and success. Number four, the blessing is empowerment unto limitlessness. Limitlessness. Existence beyond limits and embargoes. When the blessing is upon your life, no witch, no wizard, no force from here can limit you, can place an embargo over your life, can say that you can't cross here. It is the curse that puts embargoes and limits. The blessing lifts embargoes and lifts limits. When you say replenish the earth, it means overrun the earth. Let nothing limit you. We saw when God blessed Noah and his family in Genesis chapter 9 and in verse 19. They overran the earth. They overran the earth. Empowerment unto limitlessness. Existence beyond limits and embargoes. Number five, the blessing is empowerment for the top. It just takes you up. Empowerment for the top. That was what took Joseph up, took Jacob up. Number six, the blessing is empowerment unto favor and fortune. A blessed person is favored. A blessed person is naturally fortunate. Empowerment unto favor and fortune. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor will you compass him about. As for the shield, Psalm 5 and in verse 12. Empowerment unto favor and fortune. You don't beg for favor. And final number seven is empowerment unto dominion and authority. I call it in chargeness. Empowerment unto dominion and authority. Which is the ultimate of the blessing. At the end of it, it puts you in charge. Question is, the issue is, if you want to take charge, don't lobby for it. Be blessed for it. Don't struggle for it. Be blessed for it. If you want your generation to hear your voice, don't struggle around any man. Just be blessed for it. We went to a state to preach. After the crusade, they came to where we stayed with a bag from, I think, the executive governor of the state to just appreciate us and appreciate that we came to their state for a crusade. And I said to them, it is fully appreciated that you have this gesture. No, nevertheless, we shall not touch a dime out of it. Receiving us cautiously is enough. That cautious reception is enough for us. The man's face fell. I said, it's fully received. And they took it back. Later on, they say, okay, let them turn it. Okay, you know what? We're not giving you cash anymore. We give you a truckload of yams and fish and rice and all the things of the land. And then we tell them, Father, you know what? You have done very well. You know, we didn't touch the cash. We won't touch the kind. We have received it, but please help us distribute it to orphanages and IDP camps in your state. Just help assist us to distribute it for us. Hola, hola. No. There are so many people who are struggling to be favored, struggling for fortune. There are so many people who are begging to be given something. No. We crossed that realm since. It's the reason why we talk the way we talk. Look at your neighbor and say, look for the blessing. No devil can determine your position if you carry the blessing. No authority can determine your authority if you carry the blessing. What are the channels of the blessing? That blessing that will take me into dominion. How do I access it? What channel? Channel number one is called the channel of the Almighty. Direct channel from Jehovah. Thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. So the righteous is a candidate for the blessing. Psalm 1 verse 1 to verse 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The channel of the blessing. If you want the Almighty to bless you, be upright. Avoid being crooked. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. There was a man upright in his ways, and this man was blessed. Uprightness. Number 2. Kingdom service. That's the channel of the Almighty. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. You shall serve the Lord, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. You shall serve. If you are not serving, don't expect to be blessed. And your service must be acceptable. Kingdom service. Evangelistic work. And number 3, the covenant practice of giving and tithing. If it is God whose blessing you are expecting, you must be a giver. You must be a tither. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. Acts chapter 20 verse 35. He said, I have shown you all things, how that so laboring, you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. There is blessing in giving. Malachi chapter 3 and in verse 10. He said, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. You want the blessing, go to God. And you want God to bless you, be upright. Serve him tirelessly. Be a covenant practitioner in giving and in tithing. So channel number 1, channel of the Almighty. Number 2 is the channel of the priest. I decree upon somebody, your blessing is coming your way. Is the channel of the priest. Numbers 6, 23 to 26. Speak unto Aaron and to his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying, the Lord bless you, the Lord keep you, the Lord cause his face to shine upon you, make his face shine upon you, and be gracious unto thee. Somebody say amen. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Somebody say a louder believer, say amen. Hallelujah. 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 Second Chronicles chapter 20 verse 20. Second Chronicles chapter 20 and in verse 20. Believe the Lord your God. Be part, so shall he be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. And finally, 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 18. 2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 18. And as soon as David had made an end of offering, burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. David blessed the people. He's, you see, one of the things that you must know about David is that he worked in all the offices. He was a king. He was a prophet. I see the Lord sitting at my right hand. I'm sure you know David was a full-fledged prophet. And David was priesting him, offering burnt offerings. And then blessing the people as a priest. There are so many people who are laboring without blessing at their back. Before you envy some people, find out the blessing that is behind them. I'll share you 3 stories. 3 or 4 stories. I cannot remember in the last 20 something years, one month passed that an honor didn't leave my direction in the direction of my father-in-law in the Lord. 20 something years, one month, not two, not three. How? If only I remember to pay the tithe and remember to give the offering. The priest, the three things that you do to the priest to connect what he carry. First, value him. Two, honor him. Three, obey him. Especially if you believe he carries the word of God in his mouth. And if he believes he's the prophet over your life, value him. Honor him. Obey his instructions. God giving directions. I think it may be in the year of 2001 that God's servant Papa Yedeko came with God's servant Bishop Pastor Miles Monroe of blessed memory. You remember the first church that had the basement. 2000, that was the year, that's 23 years ago. So I saw them off to the airport. And while we sat down, we're talking. I put something inside an envelope and planted it in the hand of Miles. And he looked at me. And he looked at Papa. And he said, you taught your people so well. Your people are well taught, are well trained. And he offered he made one utterance. What works for us, may it work for you. In the eyes of my father who said, amen. What works for us works for you. Whatever is happening for us, may it happen for you. Wow. It's a blessing. That is not buyable with money. When we go from state, from nation to nation, and in one of the nations, the whole nation shut down. Governor, the president of the nation, first lady of the nation, inspector general of police, army chiefs of staff, several cabinet ministers, all sitting in a leadership session, hearing instruction from this tiny man. Secretary of the to the government and the cabinet. Everybody was there. We went to another country. The vice president sat down there. Mayor and all manner of people. Somebody said, the only person that this kind of thing happens for that he knew was Miles Monroe. He said he was the one that will go into a country and he will be teaching leaders. He had a leadership mantle, so he taught leaders, and they would gladly sit to hear him. You know, it's one thing for president to receive you to his nation. It's another thing for him to receive you also into his presidential villa. It's another thing for him to sit for instruction. You understand what I'm talking about? So it is just there. And some people are just looking and just wondering what is going on. We go from place to place. The governor of the states in Africa, from our nation here, they are also sitting down. Take your seat. That's the Zambia there. Take your seat, people. When Rayabonki came to Abuja here, I told you the story of what happened, transpired between us. It was my privilege to receive him at the airport. And when checked him into the hotel, I told you the story since. And then from there, I told the hotel, I'm extending the booking for one day. Don't change the bed sheet. Don't change the rest of the room. I brought a little offering and put into his hand and went on my knees. And he prayed for me. He said, Lord, what you felt when you sent Jesus to the cross to die, put a little of it in his heart. Jesus, what you felt on the cross of Calvary when you were dying for the world, put a little of it in his heart. And I put that little seed in his hand in dollars and gave him a watch. In my mind, this man is not wasting time. May I not waste time. This man is on time in his schedule. May I be on time. He has come. And then I kept following them. I was in the crusade in Makurdi. I followed them everywhere, here and there, for as much as I could. When he came eventually for Abuja crusade, he sat on the pulpit, preached, and then in the course of the preaching, after he preached and sat down, he brought his hand and showed me. That is, look at the watch you gave me. I'm wearing it here. Wow. How do you think I... That is, you didn't just give me the gift. I am wearing it on my hand on your ground. The last crusade he had on earth, the Lagos Mega Crusade, I flew all the way there. He gave me a few minutes to pray or greet or something, the people or something. And then I went to see him in the Port of Gabon with another final gift. He prayed his heart out. After we did the Jalingo Crusade and a few other crusades, the Rehabonki Crusade director saw the clip. He said, Father, I thank you. Because even though Rehabonki is gone, the spirit of mass evangelism has not gone from Africa. He said, this reminds me of our crusades. That was what he said. This reminds me of our crusades. Am I communicating at all? Why do you want to take charge where there is no blessing at your back? See, there are so many people. They just look at somebody and say, I want to be like that person. Try to find out the story so you can understand the glory. Every single month here, honor is flowing. Honor is flowing in diverse directions. Honor, 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 honor. There's a standing order in the direction of our grandpapa of blessed memory, Dahosa's direction. There's an order there. I don't want to mention so that it doesn't look, because we can't be talking about things. Are you following what I'm saying here today? The blessing of my progenitors, Joseph said, he has surpassed. It's a new day for you. 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 If you are saying amen, say amen like a believer. If you are saying amen, say louder, believer, say amen. Lift your right hand, say in the name of Jesus. Say it in the name of Jesus. Say it in the name of Jesus. I receive help and mercy from above to fulfill God's purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. The channel of the priests. Number three, the channel of parents. The channel of parents. You just saw now in Genesis 27 verse 1 to 5, where it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, in his eldest son, and said unto him, my son. And he said unto him, behold, here am I. And he said, behold, now I am old, I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. The souls of parents bless children. He blesses children. He blesses children. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 to 3. Ephesians 6 1 to 3. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Your welfare on the earth and your longevity is connected to parental blessing. That it may be well with thee, and that you may live long on the earth. 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. After David blessed the people of Israel, he returned back home to bless his household. Then David returned to bless his household. He returned to bless his household. He returned to bless his household. The parent has the blessing for the household. Many people are enjoying themselves in town. Their parents are suffering in the village. No. My mother and my father experienced my blessing for as long as they lived. One of my considerations in ministry at first, when I was stepping into full-time ministry, I said, Lord, my mother suffered so much to bring us up. I want to make money so I can handle her first. If I go into ministry now directly, because at that time we didn't think of offering, or you don't think of where money is going to come from. I don't want to be in ministry and then I'm not taking care of this woman. And the Lord said, don't worry, I'll help you. Can you imagine that your taking care of your mother was a major consideration? And then every month, something went in their direction. Every month, every month, every month. One day I took Christmas gift home. Food, ram, goat, whatever. Presented to my father. He looked, he said, wow. You did this? And he said, you have to, because he has two, a home in the village and a home in the city. And so, and I made it two portions. So, and you actually made one for the village and one for the town. He said, do you know Idahusa? Have you heard of him? Where God will take you, eh? Yes, he's asking me. You know him. You have heard of him, isn't it? Where God will take you. He blessed and blessed from it. My father was loaded. He didn't need my resources. What I gave to him every month was tiny compared with what he has himself. But it was not a matter of how much I was doing. It's a matter of obeying scriptural principle. One day my mother prayed from night till morning. He said, you may have enemies, but you will not sight them. And you won't sight them. You won't sight them. They finish themselves before they locate you. Am I not the one who born you? I didn't born you for any witch. Hello? Parental blessing. Very heavy, very weighty. As I'm talking now, there are some people who don't have parents that they can bless. Either because of their wickedness. Maybe the parent, the father is a wizard, the mother is a witch. If you try to give them physical things without giving
raw cash or whatever the cash should have been used for, you turn it into money, you turn it into product, and he still finds it very difficult. Package your parental offering on a continuous basis to your Heavenly Father. If it is difficult to do it physically. And in case your physical parents are not alive, the Bible says, obey your parents in the Lord. Parents in the Lord can become physical parents depending on your mentality and way of thinking. Am I communicating now? But there is a blessing that comes from parents. And I want to tell you, if you are a parent, don't wait until your children grow before you bless them. Speak to them, to their lives now, from childhood. My children, when they are young, I will go to their room in the night when they are sleeping. Lay hands on them. Speak over them. Blast in tongues on top of them. Many of them spend hours on my chest when they were little children. I'll be praying in tongues and they are just lying down there. I bless my wife. Two, three days ago, I came to her and I said, "You are blessed. It is well with you. You are really, really blessed." She said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." I said, "Oh yes, you know it's scriptural. But the Bible says the virtuous woman's husband will rise and call her blessed. So I'm fulfilling scriptures." There are people, it's only insult they have for their family. Criticism. They won't ever say anything good in their wife or the children. Just bad words. Speak to people how you want them to turn out. Their blessing is powerful. I am a product by his message. I have spiritual blessing, spiritual father's blessing behind, physical father's blessing behind. Who bought that witch? And the blessing of my Heavenly Father. Who born that to call? They haven't born that occultic man. They haven't born that ritualist or terrorist. They haven't born him. Not everybody is wastable. Our histories are different. Our practices are different. And I stand there and I prophesy to somebody here. That devil that will take you out before your time does not exist. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. The Israeli people, the Jews, it is their lifetime habit to bless their children, bless their wife, bless their household. Continuously, officially blessing Baruch Hashem Adonai. They just keep on releasing this blessing until these children grow up and become Nobel Prize winners. 20% of the Nobel Prizes in the world are owned by Jewish people. 20% of Nobel Prize winners. Jewish people are the only country in the nation in the world where citizens from that country are presidents of other nations. Fought about how many nations in 6 days, 6 day war. Whipped everybody. In 6 days, war was over. The statistic I read the other day, I can't even share it. Those people. So much of thought, America looked to them for in-flight safety and security. Space technology, NASA, is Jewish. Authority, dominion by the blessing. In God we trust, it's an American currency. God bless America is an anthem. No wonder, despite anything you see, America is mega. You will not be small. You will not be small.
anybody positioning for the blessing here, I prophesy to you today that blessing is coming upon your life, and the blessing is lifting you into dominion. Shall the Lord say amen?
Look at your neighbor, say, don't despise the blessing. Don't despise the blessing. It can put you in charge in your generation. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Finally, is the channel of the less privileged. The channel of the less privileged. Those who cannot pay you for what you do for them. When they speak blessings upon you, it catches. And then you are positioned. Job chapter 29, verse 11. He said, when the ear heard me, then he blessed me. When the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. Why? Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came to me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Do you know the meaning of that? This man was about to die because he couldn't pay hospital bill. He was about to die. Maybe he needed a kidney transplant or something, otherwise he would die. He couldn't pay. I paid it for him, so he didn't perish. And then he, in return, his blessing came on me. And he said, sir, you say I shouldn't die? Your generation can't die young. I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. Keep going. I put righteousness, he clothed me. My judgment was a robe and a diadem. Keep going. Because of me, the blind did not feel their eyelessness. They didn't feel that they didn't have eye. I was eye to the blind. I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor. And the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Blessing day. There are many, many people. All they are trying to do is just speak in tongues and just braggadocious and claim scriptures and claim it and do nothing. Many times I come across a person who is amputated. First thing is, what will be the cost of fixing this leg? So that my generation can have leg. Little girl about to die. Major organ needs to be replaced. Not under our watch. Let's do what we can. Am I communicating at all? The one we can pray for to be healed, we pray for them. And the one that couldn't be healed for any reason, whatever assistance we can, we render. Somebody say amen. Widows. Every widow around you, every less privileged around you is an opportunity for your lifting in life. As you therefore have opportunity, do good. Did you read it in scripture? Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, 10. As you therefore have opportunity, and let us not be weary in well doing for in due season. As we therefore have opportunity, do good. So doing good is an opportunity. It's not a liability. Somebody's problem is opportunity offered you by God. Opportunity offered you by God to be blessed, to rise in dominion. And to therefore have opportunity. Can't finish. We cannot finish. We cannot finish talking this thing. Can't finish talking about it. My Father and the Lord, his welfare budget is in millions. Not 10, not 20. Not 100. That's from his personal pocket. He's in London and somebody runs to him and say, I was on your scholarship from University of Ife in Nigeria. So I didn't know. Somebody's lecturing in Covenant University and say, you paid my school fees. We run into people like that all the time. And then a whole community. Here we gave borehole to a community that had no water for almost 300 years or two in Abuja here. Village. People are blind from river blindness, drinking terrible water. On the day we dedicated that borehole, the community blessed like the chief, everybody was there. Gave transformer to another. You see, there are no things we can mention one by one. Those who do nothing talk a lot. They talk a lot. Those who do things that count, don't stop to count them. They talk a lot. But only eternity will reveal the enormity of some things that God has helped us. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. No, you didn't write it well. Those who do nothing talk a lot. And those who do things that count hardly stop to count them. Just keep going. You keep going. You keep going. You just keep going. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say louder believers amen. Somebody who is expecting a change of story, say amen. There is one thing I am sure of this morning. If there is no blessing behind you, there is the blessing of this pastor behind you. There is the blessing of your pastor that is behind you. There is the blessing of your pastor behind you. And God, and we are not the owners. God passes them through us. That blessing is behind you. You are not permitted to fail. You are not permitted to be stranded. Before I round off, let me tell you the effect of the blessing. Please sit down 1 minute. What is the effect, or what are the effects of the blessing? Number one, the preservation of life, so that we can pray well. The preservation of life. Preservation of life. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8, he said, thus says the Lord, as a new one is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. Destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. The blessing forbids the devil from wasting your life. You are not a wastable material. Number two, thriving in adversity. You are, when men are cast down, you are on your feet. Thriving in adversity. In the house of Laban, Joseph succeeded. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 and 6. In a dry land, Isaac succeeded. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. Thriving in adversity. You don't know what they call dry season. It shall bring forth its fruit in its season. You don't know what they call dry season. Number three, access to world governing ideas. Access to world governing ideas. Genesis 30 and in verse 37. We saw how Jacob
took over the flock of Laban by some strange wisdom. You have some ideas that flow at the frequency of the blessing that make you to do things that put you in charge. Am I communicating? Ideas, inspiration flow at the frequency of the blessing, causing you to do things that put you in charge. Number four is resource command and control. The blessing makes you a commander of resources, a controller of resources. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. It makes you a commander, a controller of resources. Massive command of resources. If I tell you that NEPA bill here is not 20 million a month, will you be shocked? It's our account person here. That's NEPA bill. NEPA is going side by side with diesel. That is light bill. It's not 20, it's not 25. A month. It's important you know. I wish I said that. It's not 20, it's not 25. For NEPA. A month. Not a year. That's not diesel. The diesel will be almost equivalent of it. If I tell you the total of it, some of you may not. You say, this is money that can build church. Give it to me to build it. The eating of the elephant determines its release. The boss. How much is left? Okay. Don't mention. Some of you heard what he just said. It's not 20, not 25. And because there is no light all the time, and you have to use diesel most of the time, you're almost trying to multiply that amount. Nobody puts anybody under pressure. The bus charter that brought people on Sunday, this Sunday that passed, the total amount for both rental and fuel and everything is not 15 million. There are all manner of people who come to church and we can't say everything. Otherwise, someone will kill themselves. Somebody say amen. There are things that only the blessing can do. If you leave it for swear to just die. And if you leave it for just mere human physical effort, you just die like chicken. You become a regular hospital customer. You say, what is it? Say, check my blood pressure. Just help me check the blood pressure. Check the blood pressure. I prophesy to somebody here today, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, the blessing that will move you into that realm, that blessing is coming your way now. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the Lord must say amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I step into the dimension of the blessing right now. Stand up on your feet, everybody. You write the fifth one on your feet. And number five is kingdom dominion. Kingdom dominion. Kingdom dominion. Genesis 1:28. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. These are the effects of the blessing. Whatever you do, and of course you can't do anything crooked to get the blessing, so I don't need to say whatever you do correctly. Whatever you do, anything you do to arrive at the blessing must be correct. Because God can never bless crookedness. So whatever you do to arrive at the blessing is not a waste of your life. It's not a waste of your time. Whatever you do to arrive at the blessing is wisdom. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody who is blessed here, say louder amen. Somebody who is blessed here, shout the Lord must say amen. Are you really, really, really blessed? Alright, we're going to pray one small prayer, but before then, I'd like you to dance 3 minutes dance. Because I see somebody's changing gear into the realm of dimensions of dominion and dimensions of the blessing. I see somebody changing gear. Give the Lord a shout of victory, a shout of praise, a shout of victory, a shout of praise, a shout of victory, the shout of praise. Are you ready? Let's go. 3 minutes.
Mighty, 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 mighty God of great life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God of great life. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
blessed with the blessings of Abraham, with the limitlessness of Isaac. You remember?
Say it.
What Laban did, he couldn't limit him. He changed his salary 10 times. I'm blessed with the limitlessness of Jacob, for Christ redeemed me from the curse of the law. Sing this slow, let's learn it. Let's go. I'm blessed with the blessings of Jacob. I'm blessed with the restfulness of Isaac. I'm not with I'm blessed with every pray. Father, help me to connect the channels of the blessing. The discipline to connect with the channels of the blessing. I receive it. Are you ready for that? Prayer number one. And then prayer number two now. Number one, say, Father,
Father,
I receive the grace, and the discipline
to connect
with the channel of the blessing.
I receive
it now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. To receive it with the loudest amen you can. As for this morning, there is nobody that can be called barren here. As for this time, whether barren physically, matrimonially, ministerially, in business, I announce today, by the blessing of God on my life, and by the blessing of my spiritual progenitors, I declare the plague of spiritual barrenness is over forever. I decree your hand shall not be dry. If somebody gave birth to you, you must give birth to somebody. I announce today, everyone that is called barren, everyone that is struggling with the fruit of the womb physically, or struggling with fruit in any realm, that struggle is over right now. The seed of the righteous is blessed. I announce to everyone here, you will not have wayward children. You will not have children that are wayward. You will not have children that are liabilities. You will not have children that are burdens to you. Whether it's burden of character, or burden of sickness, or burden of affliction, you won't have such in the name of Jesus. Everyone here today with any plague in your body, whether it's hypertension or diabetes, prostate disease, ovarian disease, HIV, hepatitis, anything, ulcer, cancer,
Whatever the devil has packed in your body that my father has not put there, anything the devil has put in your system that has been designed to destroy you, I decree the plague is over. Recurrent, persistent affliction. Over now. Everyone matured enough to be married that is still being tied down by the devil. Today, that plague of singleness is broken. You shall go forth and bring forth your children. You shall go forth and be married. Everyone stagnated in this, on the same spot. Either in your career, academic pursuit, your journey of business, whatever it is, today, this spell of stagnation is broken. Everyone struggling as a pastor. God called you, but the devil is questioning that call. Today, that struggle is over. Everyone whose destiny the devil has closed, I stand by the apostolic and prophetic mantle of God on my life. I declare that destiny is open now. Everyone that is a victim of inherited diseases, diseases from your father, diseases from your mother, diseases from your lineage, I decree today that plague is broken. Whatever has made you to shed secret private tears, that has made you to weep and cry and wonder whether God is love or whether God still knows that you are around, today that plague is over. Everything the devil has held back that is belonging to you, I declare they are released now. Today is the end of the plague of scarcity. It's the end of the plague of scarcity. It's the end of the plague of empty-handedness. In the name of Jesus. That's right. I take authority over ancestral spirits. Spirit husband, spirit wife, serpentine spirit, unclean foul devil, witchcraft attack, occultic manipulation, your tenure expired. Get up! I declare the release of your full potentials in your generation. The release of your full potentials. The release of your full potentials. The release of the fullness of your potentials. The release. 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 You will not labor in vain. At every location where you are connected, watching right now, you will not bring forth for trouble. In the name of Jesus. 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 Father, thank you. Father, thank you for a new season. Fresh grace. Fresh health. Fresh mercy. If you are HIV positive, you are now HIV negative. Hepatitis positive, you are now negative. SS changes to AA. In the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Whatever you desire, I declare they are released for you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph. I want to take 5 testimonies of encounters or healings in the course of this service. Quickly step forward. You have something to say. God did something for you. You have something to say. 5 people who receive an encounter, receive a testimony. Thank you, Master. And you are glorious. So glorious. In this place. You are glorious. So glorious. In your ways. You know, Miss Revival Fire Conference details are on the screen. For hosting Texas from the 4th of July. Details are on the screen. The Lord bless you. And you are glorious. So glorious. In your ways. Don't move yet until you receive final instructions. Tell us what happened.
So this is very amazing. He's a pastor from South Africa.
He's from South Africa. Come on.
He said there is a lot of ministerial limitations in South Africa. So he had an encounter where he saw, as it were, a dark cloud.
I want to pray for South Africa. I see a couple of pastors trying to relocate from South Africa because of very, very tough conditions.
Yes.
Since the COVID, I decree a turnaround in the situation. Tell us what happened.
That's very correct about what he saw.
Yes.
He said he saw a dark cloud, and as it were, pastors, ministers of God, they will levitate, get as though they will break through that cloud, then they get stripped naked, and nobody can break through. But when hands were laid on him, he saw that that place tore open, and then they began to go beyond the cloud, and new garments were given to them.
Wow. Congratulations. Those of you from South Africa, you can come here. We use you as a point of contact for the full opening up of the nation to the gospel. We were in crusade there when? October. Hold your hands together. Lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Are you from South Africa? Lift your hands high. Hold it up. I declare, all of you watching from South Africa, this is your breakthrough. That embargo, that satanic agenda. The challenge of South Africa is a complicated challenge. Complicated challenge with territorial powers of the land, coupled with false operations. Very, very false occultic operations. False apostolic, false prophetic, false pastoral, false everything. So it further closed the nation. But right now, I declare, fire! All the Holy Ghost, I declare the opening of that nation. I declare altars of evil, altars of falsehood, altars of wickedness in that land. Catch fire! Command that nation open. Back again. South Africa is a major prophetic agenda of God for the end time. The map of Africa, if you turn it like this, is a pistol. Can you picture it? See, can you show us that map of Africa? If you turn it like this, it becomes a pistol. That's right. The trigger place is where? It's Nigeria. The explosion point where the bullet comes out through is where? South Africa. Okay? And so, there is something that will explode from here, explode through South Africa. It's a major revival place. That was why John Gillick was there. That was why... Who else was in South Africa? Yes, the ancient people, David Livingstone, was also in South Africa. And then, of course, William Branham came through South Africa. I pray in the name of Jesus, South Africa opens in Jesus' name. Yes, tell us what happened.
Sir, this is very drastic. Chidera Ojiako is 14 years of age.
This
is her mother.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. She was diagnosed to have blood cell cancer.
Who had? Chidera blood cell cancer.
Yes, just 14 years of age, blood cell cancer and liver infection. For the past 2 months, she's been subjected to 2 pints of blood every week. Came in here very weak. Her hands were completely whitish. The eyes were bulging out. Right now,
the eyes, the hand was, were whiter than this, completely white.
Yes, sir.
My God.
She feels really strong on the inside. The weakness is gone, and visible signs of God's intervention.
Dead spirit. Go! Leave. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Congratulations. It is well with you. Go back to the hospital, check yourself, and return back with a full testimony. Yes.
Sister Margaret here was married to a man who...
I'm not hearing you.
Sister Margaret here was married to a man who happened to be an occultic man. She was not aware. The marriage lasted for just a year. While she was about stepping out of the marriage, the man cursed her that nothing was going to work for her. She was going to be faced with all manner of rejection, and that was exactly what was happening. These 15 years now since then, she's been experiencing movement on her body, nothing working, frustration. But while the ministration was on, she said a snake was pulled out of her, from her back, and all of those movements arrested.
Every stranger in your body, I declare, back to hell. Go to hell in the name of Jesus. Yes, sharp.
Yes, sir. Our sister said she saw the whole hall jam with people as if it was a worship and wonders night. I saw two angels standing side by side to ministering and said people are getting promoted. She ran to the altar that you come and receive your breakthrough. And she believed that.
The sanctuary the filled.
Yes, sir.
Go forth. Jesus' name. It's done. Yes.
While that ministration was going on, she saw the senior pastor walk to her, remove his suit, place on her and say, your level has changed. It's a new level.
Congratulations.
New level.
It is done. Go forth in a new level.
Sunday,
Jesus
sister, Queen, she has had fainting spell for 3 years. She's out of school for 3 years. She has not been to school. According to her, once it is exam time, she will just pass out. She will faint. She said the course of the ministration, a black shadow left her.
Congratulations. That's all here. Every stranger in your life and in your body is arrested. Be well.
Sister Lillian Thomas had an attack last week in a dream, and when she woke up, she developed affliction all over her body, developed lumps in the two breasts, pain and itching all over her body. So today, if she scratches it, it brings out blood. And today, as well, went forth, the two lumps disappeared, the pain disappeared, and itching all went.
Give the Lord a praise. Somebody say, every stranger in my life, today is your end. You are going now. On your mask, get set. Shall go back to hell.
Sir, just now, the Lord opened the eyes of my beloved sister, blessing where she saw herself as a slave being paraded on the street in chains and also wearing dirty rags all over her body. But just now, at the instance of the declaration, she saw that fire came and consumed the chains and the rope off her hands and also burned off the evil garment, and she was worn a new cloth and she came out of that encounter.
Congratulations.
Sir,
you are free. In Jesus' precious name. Well, we have so many people still standing. I guess that we'll take these ones maybe in the evening. God bless you. Please return back to your seat. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are. Anywhere you are this afternoon now. In need of surrender to Jesus. In need of forgiveness for your sins. Pray the prayer with me where you are. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone who prayed that prayer, can I see your hand up? Quickly stand up on your feet and rush to the front here.
Lord, I give you my heart.
I'll give you the count of 10. 1.
Give you my soul. I live for you. Oh.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody bless, say a loud most amen. Hallelujah. Those of you in the front, place your hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Help me, Lord. Deliver me from the power of sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. The grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' name. Somebody say amen.